KZL. It's the trifecta brought to you in part by Theater Kalamazoo, home to more than a dozen producing theaters in Southwest Michigan. Visit theaterkalamazoo.com for a full listing of theaters and upcoming shows. It's Matt. It's Jim. It's Wednesday. We got some traffic issues, Matt.
Yeah, we do.
Just got a text. We had mentioned earlier the light at Cork Street and Sprinkle was out, but traffic now apparently on Cork Street backed up all the way to Kilgore. That's a ways.
Yeah.
Seriously. No, wait a minute. If it's Cork Street, it couldn't be backed up to Kilgore. So that means it's on Sprinkle? Holy cow. If traffic is backed up all the way to on Sprinkle Road all the way to Kilgore, holy cats.
That'd be ridiculous.
That is a ways.
Yeah.
So you need an alternate route. Yeah, no kidding. It would appear the power is out on that side of town. It was earlier as well. And then I drove through and got gas, and it was fine. But they'd said that was the power was out. So anyway, the light is out at Miller Road and Sprinkle Road, at Business Loop 94 and Sprinkle Road, and Cork Street and Sprinkle Road. There's a power outage in that area, so you want to stay away. If you're gonna travel down Sprinkle Road, either way, you're going to want to take an alternate route. Trust me, whether it be East Michigan, East Main, or I forget what the name of that road is. Well, Lake Street, you can take Lake Street.
Yep.
But you are going to want to stay away. Yes, stay away. Far, far. So, all right, so. Right to Life Michigan says it's got its petition drive in high gear. It expects the legislature will approve its bill that will prohibit insurers from including abortion coverage as a standard option in health plans offered in the state. It is amazing there is no other issue in which you're talking about a legal operation. It's legal according to the Constitution, according to the U.S. Supreme Court. It's legal in the United States. It's legal.
Roe v. Wade made that happen.
Nowhere else. There is no other concept or other law that gets attacked as much as abortion. And that's because it is a faith-based, highly volatile issue. That I will agree to 100%. What they're doing is they want the citizen-initiated legislation to go to lawmakers for consideration. What they're basically saying is abortion is not health care, but it is legal. And because it's legal, it can be covered by insurance. Now, they don't want it covered as a standard option, okay? Now, here's the thing. No taxes for abortion insurance. They don't want their tax dollars to go to subsidize abortion, which is apparently what you can do in the Affordable Care Act. That law, by the way, reinforced statutes prohibiting federal funds being used for abortion, but includes an opt-out rule for states. The Michigan proposal, however, would apply to all insurance policies, whether they are sold on a federal exchange or without subsidies in the private marketplace. Individuals who want abortion coverage could purchase it via a separate rider. Now, here's what I'm waiting for, Matt.
Yeah.
Ready?
Yeah.
I'm waiting for Right to Life to say, you know what? Let's take an insurance card. Let's take Blue Cross Blue Shield, for instance, because it's big.
Sure.
Okay? And I'm not pointing fingers, so please don't come back smacking me around. All right, so I'll use Insurance X. All right, so Insurance X decides they're going to offer a separate rider, okay?
Yeah.
You can purchase a separate rider for abortion coverage from us. What is to prevent people who belong to Right to Life, who possibly pay premiums to Insurance X, to say, well, we don't want our money to go towards abortions. That's the next step.
Yeah.
You know, that no taxes, that's fine. Well, now then we're going to take the, and probably people at Right to Life are going, man, we didn't think of that. Son of a gun.
You've given them an idea. A battle cry
so,
now.
So the thing is that you have to, I realize that this is a very highly charged emotional issue, and that there's usually not people in the middle. It's either one side or the other. Okay, you're pro-choice or you're anti-abortion, pro-life or pro-choice. Let's go that way. Well, now I don't want to say that because you know what? I'm pro-choice because I'm never going to have an abortion. But I'm also pro-life. I don't want to go around whacking people.
You know, it's such a hot button issue. But at the end of the day, it comes down to if it's legal by as decided by our federal government, then you have to include it. And it's just like including, I mean, heart surgery is legal, so you include it in insurance. Abortions are legal, so you include them in insurance. And you can say that one is like chosen, you know, like you choose to have an abortion because you chose to get pregnant. I mean, you could say the same thing about heart issues. In some cases, you chose to Lay's potato chips down your gullet.
What happens if you just have heart problems?
What happens if you get raped?
Exactly. Rape, incest, or the health of the mother. Those are the three things that pro-lifers always forget.
Yeah, not to mention the fact that I don't want to go on a huge tangent about abortion, but I am pro-choice, and I just believe that what I do and what my fiance and I decide to do shouldn't be dictated by what someone else thinks we should do.
Well, and that's, again, this is such an emotionally charged, and it has been since 1972.
Exactly.
And there have been incredible attempts to overturn it, to block it in a, you know, they wanted to make it a states' right issue so that all of a sudden states can decide one way or another that they can do this or they can't do this or whatever. I don't think the thing is that you're talking about private insurance companies,
yeah,
of which people who belong to Right to Life or whatever don't have any stake in. Their only stake is they do not want abortion coverage across the board. Now, I understand no federal taxes, and there is a statute in the Affordable Care Act that says no federal tax, and it's been that way for a long time.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why they get all mad at Planned Parenthood. Now, you know, I realize that Planned Parenthood does perform abortions in some cases. But they do tons of other things, too. But you're trying to tell me the people at Planned Parenthood aren't smart enough to keep an accounting firm on hand that keeps that money separate?
Right.
Because somebody's going to go in there and look.
Oh, yeah.
You know, duh, you think? Well, here's the thing. If this legislation is going to govern private insurance companies ought to be up in arms right now. Seriously. Because it's affecting their bottom line. Whether it's abortion coverage or not, it's still either a premium or an extra premium, one of the two.
Right, right.
So my idea is, look, if they're going to make you do this, then what ought to happen is that maybe private insurance companies or maybe a insurance company or something offer this as a rider for whatever and make it at the lowest common cost you can make it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And now, given that happening, okay, I do not want to see Right to Life of Michigan go sniffing around and going, well, wait a minute, we got members that belong to Insurance X, but that means their money's paying for abortion. Well, we can't have that. No, this is free enterprise, okay?
Yeah,
okay.
Exactly.
I understand your religious fervor, and I'm saying that, those two words together, because this is a religiously charged issue. Barbara Listing, who is the president, I double dog dare her to come on this show and tell me that it has nothing to do with religion. So you know Barbara Listing, you tell her she's been dared. Triple dog, anybody from Right to Life, I triple dog dare you to come on live on this show and tell me over the phone or even come in that that abortion has nothing to do with religion, that it all has to do with money. That's why I don't want my tax money going towards it. That's why I don't want my premiums going towards it. That's crap.
Yeah.
It's a religiously charged issue. And I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm saying that that's the reason why.
And that's exactly why it's legal, is because it's a religiously charged issue. I mean, that separation of church and state was founded long ago. And I'm a Baptist Christian saying that. I mean, I go to church every Sunday. But they are separate for a reason. And it's because of things like this.
This is true. Now, we had a comment. If I smoke, my insurance is higher. I think if they want to use for abortions, their insurance should be higher. You don't get an abortion every day.
Yeah.
Or 20 abortions a day. If you smoke cigarettes, chances are you're smoking a pack or less a day.
Yeah. Smoking a pack a day isn't like getting pregnant once.
And, again, we're talking sometimes coverage of abortion in cases where the mother's life is at stake. Okay? The it's incest, or it was rape, okay? In those cases, you smoke because you want to smoke.
Right.
Okay, and before I get beat up over this, I'm going to say, you know, right now, I will tell you, I'm overweight. According to the chart, I'm overweight, okay? Should my insurance be a little higher? Yeah. Yeah,
right.
Because I'm overweight. You know, I want to lose the weight. I get down within the guidelines. Yeah, then I'm good. But yeah, because I'm a little overweight, or I have a hamburger more often than I probably should. Yeah, then maybe my insurance should be higher, because that's a lifestyle choice.
Right.
Abortions is not a lifestyle choice.
Yeah, and I mean, if you look at...
Take it back. There are people walking the face of this earth that probably do use abortion as a lifestyle.
That's
choice.
What I was just going to say.
That's reprehensible.
Yeah.
And I don't agree with that, but there are. There are also people that do other bad things, and it just happens. Okay?
Yeah.
Somebody says it's a moral issue first, it's a religious issue second. No, they're combined.
Yeah.
A lot of people's moral compass is determined by their faith.
I'm
not saying
absolutely.
It's bad. I'm just saying that it's completely driven because of religious belief or faith. And that's that. And so I'm going to combine them. It is a moral and a religious issue. It's not moral first and a religious second. No. Because those two, I think, are intertwined. You're on the right track, but I'm going to have to disagree with that. But the simple fact of the matter is, what's going to stop Right to Life of Michigan, too? And I know I put their idea in their head. What's to stop them and say, okay, well, no, wait a minute. If insurance company X is going to offer this rider, but I'm paying. Now, they have a choice. They can stop going with that insurance company and go someplace else.
Right.
If they wanted to.
It's a free market system.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And if you can go from one provider to another with a pre-existing condition and not have to worry about dealing with, you know, paying, you know, huge amounts of money, then that should take that part out of it. And that means, yeah, then you should be able to opt out of that, okay?
Yeah.
But it's going to come to a point where somebody's going to go into their insurance company and they're going to say, hey, how come you're offering an abortion rider? Because we can. Well, I pay my premiums here and I'm against abortion. Well, you know what? This is a capitalist decision.
Yeah.
This is a free market decision. So you can't apply the moral ruler to this one. You know, you may not like it. You may be morally opposed to smoking. You may be morally opposed to drinking. Okay? If your insurance company offers coverage for alcohol abuse rehab, are you going to complain? Well, I'm a teetotaler. I don't drink. My religion says I can't drink. Therefore, I don't want my premiums going to pay for this guy or this woman. What are you, crazy? Now, where does it stop?
Yeah, come and on. I mean... You see people who use their iPhones who are opposed to outsourcing. Yeah. I mean, we're a society of hypocrites anyway.
Yeah.
I mean.
They're darn near all of us are at some point in time or another.
Yeah,
I mean,
everyone.
We have to be.
It's always that way. Everyone is always opposing something and they still use the product. In this case, it'd just be, I oppose abortion, but I still use this insurance company.
Exactly. But, you know. You wonder when it's going to get to that level, you know? Well, my premiums go there, and I'm paying for this? No, I don't want to. No, this is crap. No. At some point in time, you have to just say, okay, look, this is just the way it's going to be. Okay? Seriously. It's just this way. I will defend to the death the right to life to believe in what they believe
absolutely.
In. And to do what they do.
Yeah.
More power to you. That's why we have a pluralistic society, even though there are some people who don't really believe that.
Right.
That's fine. Go for it. If it comes to a vote, I'm going to vote no. I'm going to tell you right now, but that's the way I think. But I'm not going to go out of my way to bash Right to Life and tell them, no, you guys are crazy. You can't do it.
Yeah.
No, they have a perfect right to do what they're doing, and that's fine. But like I said, I triple dog dare anybody from Right to Life to come on the show and say, well, this has nothing to do with religion. It has to do with rights. No, it doesn't. Abortion has nothing. It is a religiously moral issue, like that person who just wrote that in.
Yeah.
It's a moralistic religious issue, period.
It's a moral issue for the people who have their morals dictated by religion. It's as simple as that.
Well, yeah. Now, see, here's somebody who is from Right to Life, I think. What percent of abortion is due to incest, rape, or health? Less than 1%. Where's your facts? I'm gonna pull a Roger. Show me where. Whether it's birth control or not, it's legal, okay? And until you can get that overturned by the United States Supreme Court, it's legal. It may be for a reprehensible reason in some cases, yeah. And for somebody to use it as birth control, that's horrible. And that I agree with 100%. But there are some situations where you, and you know what? I'm not in their shoes. I'm not in that woman's shoes. I can't make that decision. I'll sit there and talk to them and pat, and hug them and do whatever, you know. But ultimately, it's that person's decision, period. So free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty. The government and large corporations can dictate how fat I want, I am, what I can drink, what I can smoke, and what I can and cannot kill. Okay.
I have seen a lot of very morbidly obese people to counter that fact, though.
Now, somebody did text in and said IMAC, I think. Is it IMAC? IMAC is a pro-life insurance company. More power to them. Good for them. If that's the way they want their motto. You know what? It's the same thing with Hobby Lobby. Hobby Lobby doesn't open up on Sundays. You know why? Because they have a faith that says that they don't want their employees working.
That was going to be a point I was going to bring up. You can do it that easily.
Go more power to you.
It's a free country.
Exactly.
Do as you
know
please.
What? And so I'm not. I'm guessing IMAC wouldn't be one of those an insurance company that would offer a rider, but maybe somebody else will. And if they do, they probably ought to do it in the with the lowest common denominator, and you know, and go for it. And if now here's the thing: if somebody's misusing it, then yeah, raise their rates or don't let them have it. You have that right too. You know, but you know, go for it. Right to life. I think it's cool. Fine, put it on the ballot. I don't care. See if the legislature will pass it. More power to you. That's, hey, it's your God-given right. It is constitutionally given right. That's it. It is the trifecta, 590 WKZO. 590 WKZO, it is the trifecta brought to you in part by Comerica Bank, focused on business for nearly 150 years. Visit Comerica.com/business. Got a tax. What about the rights of the unborn? A tomato seed produces a tomato. Just a human egg produces a human. And a canine egg produces a puppy. Okay, now I could go into a lengthy discussion about this. But again, I'm going to tell you, different religions believe that life begins at a different spot. That's what happens. And then some of them, it's the viability test. Does a tomato seed qualify as a tomato? Can you eat it or treat it as a tomato? Can a canine egg, is that a viable puppy? Again, it's a subjective question. So it is. Coming up, CBS News. We just were let know the light at Miller Road and Sprinkle is still working. It's the two bookends, Cork Street and Sprinkle, and Business Loop at Sprinkle that are out. It is a trifecta. 590 WKZO. It is a trifecta. It's Matt and it's Jim today. Holding forth, having some fun, getting a lot of texts, man.
Oh yeah,
it's really kind of good. By the way, the program brought to you in part by Lake Michigan Credit Union, the best place for your money. Learn more at lmcu.org. And thank you to everybody who has texted, including the texter who I challenged and said, "All right, show me," and they did. Rape and incest, just 1% of all abortions, New York Times, but 1989, okay, that's like, what, 24 years ago?
Yeah.
There's been another study,
The study itself that is usually referenced in that 1%, it's a 1987 study.
All right, so there was a study, and as far as that goes, yeah, it was 1%.
Yep.
Any way you go, the number is still a low percentage, it's retro birth control. Well, it might be to some people. Some people, yeah, it may not.
We don't need to care about that 1% of people. They don't need our help.
But the simple fact of the matter is, okay, that this is a emotionally charged, religious-driven, moral-driven issue, and it's always going to be that way. So,
absolutely.
You know, that's what's going to happen. But, I mean, you could take this to in the nth degree, but I think we all agree, yeah, okay, tax dollars, all right, we're good. I mean, that's fine. That's okay. If they take it the next step, you know, like I just told them how to do.
right.
It probably isn't, you know, we may have to look at that. Do you know anything about this movie, Prisoners?
I know a lot about this movie, Prisoners.
This is looking pretty good. The Rotten Tomatoes percentage is 81, which means it's pretty good. Metacritic's got 73.
I think it goes up from 81, too. Yeah. You know, Hugh Jackman, he did Les Miserables last year and it got nominated for an Academy Award. He has Wolverine this year, and I think Prisoners could be a second running in an Academy Award.
Yeah, the cast on this is pretty good. Hugh Jackman, Jake Gyllenhaal, Viola Davis, Terrence Howard. Melissa Leo and Paul Dano, Len Carew. Woo! You want to talk about bringing back a name from the past?
Yeah.
Wow. Just it's crazy. Well, and it starts this Friday.
Yep.
It starts this Friday. So Here's what we're going to do. It's called Prisoners. All right. We got to make this easy because, you know, when people text, they really don't want to spell out words a whole lot.
No.
You
know? No.
All right. So what I'm going to ask you to do is text the word jail.
And that's your name. A simple word.
Jail, first name, last name, 80373, and the first three people to do it, we're going to give you passes to go see Prisoners this Friday, beginning this Friday, at Celebration Cinema. Not bad. So Jail. J-A-I-L.
You know, yeah, if you spell J-A-L-E, you're not getting a pass.
Yeah, we're not getting the passes. No. And it's got to be first and last name, too,
yep.
please, so we can get your information from you. So Jail and first and last name. Yeah, 80373. Okay, so here we go. You going to go up and see Art Prize at all?
Oh, yeah, going Friday.
You believe what the new executive director said? Art Prize could only happen in a place like Grand Rapids. I don't know about that.
Well,
I think it could happen down here. Truthfully, I bet Kalamazoo can pull it off.
I think we're getting there, yeah.
You know, I really do. I mean, we have the art hops that are just awesome. I think you could pull it off, unless we are a place like Grand Rapids, which is an incredibly gnarly and cool place on the west side of the state.
Yeah.
That has a lot of good craft beers.
We have that.
Yeah. I think that Kalamazoo could do an art. We could do our prize down here. We could. But that's not to say that, and thanks, we have our winners. I'll announce them in a bit. I think it could happen. No, but, you know, the one thing that I wanted to ask, the question I wanted to ask, Matt, and you're going to go up. My favorite piece of this that I've heard so far, I haven't even seen it other than to, you know, TV reports and whatnot, is the giant pencil drawing of the assault rifle. And people who come up and view it are going to be given an eraser to take part of it out.
Really?
To protest against violence. And I thought, you know, that is really cool. So by the time Art Prize is done, this thing's going to be no more.
Yeah.
You know, seriously.
That's really cool.
But here's the big question. And this is always, you know, and it depends on where you fall on the political spectrum. What is art?
Ooh. A little philosophical.
Not who is art, because I know who art is. What is art? What do you consider? And it depends on who you ask.
Yeah.
Seriously.
It's literally anything.
Yeah, and I guess I'm asking that question not just of you and me, but, you know, people want to text in 80373. What's your concept of art? Or call 382-4280, 1-877-382-4280. Because there are some people who will consider certain things art and certain other things not.
Right.
Art, you know. I guess it depends. You know, and that's tough for me to describe what is art. You know, it's almost like I kind of know it when I see it.
Right.
You know, you run it. It's a very personal thing, and you can run it through your art filter, so to speak.
Yeah. And, you know, it's different for everybody because some people think the paintings in the hotel rooms are art.
Really?
Someone does. They're there.
Now, I would say that, the picture of the dogs playing poker, that kind of stretches the definition of art. But I'll tell you what I do like art. If you go into inner city someplace and you have huge murals, the kids or whoever have painted on walls and whatnot, that's art.
There's a big one in Grand Rapids right by the Helen DeVos Children's Hospital.
Yeah.
Huge mural, and it's fantastic.
I'm convinced. I guess it just depends on your point of view. The where the crux of the issue about art comes in is when art is paid for by federal dollars, and there are some people who have an issue maybe with certain kinds of art, so to speak. Hi, Denny. How are you?
Hey, thanks a million for those traffic warnings. That saved me really being late for work.
Well, you're welcome. You know, the thing is, it's like bookends. The light at Cork and Sprinkle
oh
is out.
Oh, my gosh.
The light at the Business Loop in Sprinkle is out. But the one at Miller in Sprinkle is there. But the thing is, you can't get to that one unless you go around.
Yeah, you know? I totally avoided it and went through 40. So
there you go. Well,
and,
hey.
Did you get your technical difficulties ironed out from this morning?
Yes.
Wow, that was rough.
Yeah, we hate computers.
Sweet. Okay.
We really hate computers. We're all thinking about getting plane tickets this Christmas to go visit the person who invented the system.
Long time listener. We'll hang in there.
Kick them in the shin.
We'll hang in there. Thank you.
Thanks, Denny. See, the traffic things work.
Perfect.
So what I was saying, though, is when art is paid for by federal dollars, by tax dollars, supported by tax dollars, the endowment for the arts, things like this. That's where the crux, that's where the argument starts.
Yeah.
Because there are some people who do not like that kind of art, you know? And you're thinking, you know, it's like freedom of choice. Well, there are some things that probably stretch the definition of art.
To some people. Other people but that's what I'm saying. It's extraordinarily profound.
It's an incredibly personal decision.
Absolutely.
Really, that thing that it sits in Grand Rapids, that big red thing.
Yeah.
It looks like a sheep or whatever it is. I don't know.
It's open to interpretation.
I'm like, I'm like, okay. Yeah, I mean, maybe. But if you go to the Kalamazoo Institute of Arts and you see that chandelier that hangs up there, that's art.
I'll go as far as to say that Hop Slam is art to me. Like a well-done IPA to me is art. It depends on what your definition of art is, though.
Really now, brewer of beer.
Yeah.
So do you think that's a kind of art, really?
I feel as though, yeah, brewing is it's artisan brewing. I think that's what it is. And I think Bell's does it. I think you've got Founders. You have so many great microbreweries. I think that they are all artists. But that's my interpretation.
You know what? I could go for that. I could go for a beer, too, but that's okay.
Me, too.
I could go for that. Yeah. Okay. I see your point. I guess it does. It's all in the eye of the beholder. Again, where the problem comes in is that sometimes certain people don't want others to behold it, so to speak, that freedom of choice thing. And especially if there's federal money involved or if their tax dollars are at work or something, if they don't agree that that's art, okay, then that, you know, that's where the rub comes in. Well,
right.
This is an art. This is crap. Well, it's such a broad definition. Hey, Tom.
Yeah. Hey, guys.
How are you?
Good. Thanks. Hopefully, I've chimed in, tuned in recently. So hopefully, this is in keeping with what you're talking about. Sounds like tax dollars, where they're used, who agrees with it, etc. I keep meaning to Google this one, and maybe you guys know the answer. What about the ad council, all these commercials on the radio I hear, and, you know, it's sponsored by a couple places and the ad council. Is that my tax dollars at work?
You know, that's
you
a good question.
That is?
That's a good question. We'll have to look that up.
Yeah, that's got government program written all over it as far as, I mean, because it's on so many, such a wide variety of informational commercials that it's got to be some government program. But, yeah, I mean, I hear some of those that I listen to it, and, you know, some are okay, and some I'm thinking, Why are my tax dollars going there? And
okay.
So that might be one to add to your list with everything else.
We can probably do that.
Yeah.
We could probably do that. And then when we come up with an answer, we'll let you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you find one while he's got him on the line?
It is public funding, but it's kind of indirectly public funding. Private funding.
Well, that's a good answer, huh, Tom?
Yeah, I know. It's hard to explain.
Wow.
Private funding is funded by private funding, but it's from sponsors who fund campaigns and things like that, and sometimes the specific government agencies are funding the campaigns that fund the advertising. So, yeah, essentially, yes, your tax dollars are being used sometimes.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
That's what I thought. So I guess, yeah, for you guys and your listeners, when you hear, you know, by the ad council at the end of the commercial, then yeah, because there's some I would not have put my, you know, tax dollars.
Yeah, I was going to say, you bought that advertisement, so.
Yeah, paid for your paycheck.
Yeah, yep. There you go. Thanks, Tom. Have a good day.
Bye.
Thanks. You know, I never even thought about that.
Oh, yeah.
Seriously. I never would have thought about that. Huh. We'll announce our winners of the prisoner's tickets and when we get back from break. And we're going to talk the immortal question. What would you do with $400 million? Think about it when we come back. Getting ready to wrap it up for this Wednesday. It is a trifecta, 590 WKZO. I love this. 590 WKZO, it is a trifecta. Wrapping things up. Matt, first of all, thank you for coming in on short notice.
Oh, no problem.
It's a lot of fun. We'll have to do this again sometime. Congratulations to our winners in the ticket giveaway for Prisoners, Don, Krista, and David. And we have another giveaway here really quickly. Text the word Woods, WOODS, to 80373. You could be in the running to win a family four-pack to the Woods and Waters Outdoor Weekend, which starts Friday, September 20th. So, again, If you want a family four-pack to the Woods and Waters Outdoor Weekend, text the word WOODS to 80373, and you could be a winner. Yes, indeed.
Not bad.
All right, $400 million quickly. Up for grabs, $400 million probably plus by now. What would you do with that if you won? Say you're the only winner. What would you do?
I would buy a lot of land and then just fence in that land.
Really?
And live on that land.
And just live on that
land? That is what I would do.
All right. We had a texter, happily, proudly pay my taxes, then buy Sweetwater's Donut Mill. So the owner, Greg, I guess if you're listening, if somebody in this area wins at $400 million, you found out here first.
Yeah.
she's coming after you.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I could see that. That's kind of like, how will we refer to it? Pretty woman money.
Yeah.
You know? You work on commission, don't you? That's a big mistake. Big. Huge. Yeah. You know, if somebody has wronged you, boy, would that be the opportunity. Go in by the store and then go and say, remember me?
Oh, yeah.
And you wronged me? Yes. Guess what? You're fired. And then just see the look on their face and then go, ha! Psych. But I'm your boss now, so guess what? I'll tell you, tomorrow's show would be a whole lot more fun if I found out I won.
Yeah?
Oh, boy. 5 o'clock afternoon news coming up next. Thank you again, Matt. We appreciate it. Hopefully Roger will be back tomorrow and everybody else. Tiger baseball tonight, 6:40, going for game number 3 of the series.
Mm-hmm.
Keep it tuned to 590 WKZO.
Kalamazoo's news, weather, and traffic station is 590 WKZO. Kalamazoo.